I said yesterday, no longer two lives but one, mine enveloped and enfolded in his. What if the good news, as you have hitherto understood it, is about to get even better? Get a load of this. Romans 8:15-16 in the Passion Translation. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. And you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection, Beloved Father. For the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us as he whispers into our innermost being, You are God's beloved child. At the risk of labouring this, what we're looking at is the presence of God within us. And it is from that life source, that everything springs forth. Goodbye to low self-esteem and low self-worth. Let me show you the door. Goodbye to striving to reach something, get somewhere, be something, prove something, reach something. We no longer have to strive to get anywhere or be anything. We're there, seated in heavenly places in him. We've arrived and we are, to quote the song, knock, knock, knocking at heaven's door, that's Eric Clapton, in the sure and certain knowledge that we will be heard. Do I hear the sound of chains falling off? I do hope so. Everything that needs to be done has been done. Jesus has done it all, and our part is simply to partake of everything he's done. Help yourself. We are partakers in the Christ, partakers in his death, partakers in his resurrection, partakers in his victory over sin and death, and partakers in his sonship. All done. Enter in. That good news is almost too good to be true. And over the next few days, we'll explore it a little more. And guess what? You might find yourself on a whole new level of understanding and belief. And maybe you'll relax a little and start receiving all the good things he wants you to have. Now, wouldn't that be nice?